You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I love that our listeners have really taken to this texting thing with the boys. When did we start doing it? Last fall?
Yeah, maybe? I think so. 6 months, 7 months.
So now it's blown up. If you've never texted us, the thing is when you do it the first time, all we ask politely is just put your first name and what town you live in. So we know. It's like...
And what color shirt you have on today, just for fun.
And only got to do that once because then we plug you in and we know, like in this case, it's Stacy from Fort Collins because she texted us a while back. We put it in. So now when she sends another note to us, we know who it is. And she wrote in and said, and here's why I like this question is because Mix 100 gives away a lot of concert tickets. I mean, a lot. And she wrote in, she goes, question for you guys. If someone has never been to a concert in their life, what would be the best venue or band to go see?
Or band.
So that's two different questions.
Well, I don't know what kind of music she likes, but...
Yeah, we don't know. The best venue to go to for your first ever concert.
I mean, I guess we're talking local, right?
No. If it's going to be your first concert, that is worth traveling to. I've traveled before
like,
for just a concert. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I was going to suggest the Mandalay Bay concert venue, which is killer. We saw Black Eyed Peas there in Vegas, and it was really good. Really good venue. But it's like, how can you beat Red Rocks? It's like a location that every artist pines for.
Well, I'm going to...
The setting is incredible.
I'm going to give you a different
perspective. The acoustics are great.
I'm going to give you a different perspective. Because, believe me, I love Red Rocks. Was it Josh who was saying he's been to a bunch of concerts and he's never been to Red Rocks?
Never been to the RR.
How can that be?
How can it be, Dom?
Get him in here. Get him in here.
That's
right
where
now.
I saw Snoop Dogg. He's coming.
Josh, get in here. I've got questions about that.
Probably not a concert I'd recommend going to for your first one would be Snoop Dogg. But
the contact high would be pretty
remarkable.
You might
forget where you park by the end of
Josh,
the night.
How can you have grown up here, gone to concerts, and never have seen a show at the Rocks?
Well, yeah. So I've been to Red Rocks 100 times. It's just never been to for a concert. I don't know. All the concerts I've gone to are at like a Ball Arena or
Invesco. Well, wait a minute. Why have you gone 100 times to Red Rocks? What are you doing up there?
Oh, we used to do exercises there all the time for like our hockey
like
teams.
Like running the stairs?
Yeah, you run the stairs.
Yeah. And like I've taken my friends from out of state because I used to go to school in Texas, and when they'd show up, that's like the tourist thing to do.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I've been there a bunch. I just have never ended up like a lot of the concerts now are like the EDM stuff, and I get there's like, you know, some country concerts there too, but I'm not a huge like EDM fan, so I just don't necessarily go to those scenes.
You don't like the lasers and smoke machines and
I'd rather stay
the
home.
The pounding headache at
I'd
the end of the night.
Stay home. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Other people writing in now talking about how they're in their 50s and they've been to a bunch of concerts and they've never been to Red Rocks. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a different perspective on this because everyone's writing in and saying Red Rocks. I get it. It's iconic. It's beautiful. I'm not knocking it at all. But I was listening to a podcast interview that producer guy, Rick Rubin. He's a pretty cool guy. He interviews a lot of really interesting people. And they brought up something that as soon as they said it, I went, yes, I agree with that. Who was he interviewing? There was a big star who's played, you know, everything from, oh God, I can't remember who it was. Anyway, they played all of the venues throughout their career, right? They started in just little clubs.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he said they started playing, you know, at high school gymnasiums, right? And then worked their way up to clubs and then eventually theaters and then, you know, arenas and then stadiums,
okay.
Right? I think we can all agree, because I've been to some interesting shows at stadiums, that's not, I don't think, where you want to go for your first concert. What they both agreed on was that the best shows for the real experience are theaters.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I tend to agree because the shows that I've been to at the Gothic, that old ramshackle place over on Broadway.
Yep, that's a great spot.
It's an intimate setting. Even with Red Rocks, as beautiful as it is, there's 9,000 people and you're often far from the stage and you're having to watch everything on a video screen. And yes, it's beautiful. But a show at a theater like the Gothic or something,
it's more intimate.
You're in the middle of the show.
I was just going to purchase tickets to Third Eye Blind. They're coming to a little venue down in the Springs, and it's a theater-style venue. Unfortunately, it's the day before Easter, and Nicole said, no, we can't do that. But, yeah, I got excited when I saw that. Because it was, it's like you could actually, you know, get closer to the stage and see the band and see the sweat.
Wait a minute, why can't you go because it's just before Easter?
Well, we've got a big jam-packed day on Easter, and I wanted to make a night of it and stay in the Springs. God. And, you know, the Easter Bunny's coming that night.
You do stuff with your family 30 times a year.
You got to let the Easter Bunny in the house that night.
What?
So anyway, yeah. But, yeah, I got excited about that. Now, was the Gothic the place that I got towed at?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, I talked to Jeremy and Nicole. This was before they were even married, I think. I talked them into coming to a show over at the Gothic, and Jeremy parked in a place where there's a sign.
Listen,
Josh.
Of course. Josh.
Let me tell the story.
Multiple signs, Josh.
The sign is the size of, like, the scoreboard at Mile High Stadium.
But there was
no parking at any time, you will be towed.
It was like
so
a dentist's office.
Do?
I parked
it. Parked it.
And we'll be fine, I promise.
But it was the sign was being covered by another big truck that was, you know, parked there. And anyway, we came out of the theater that night. Dom took off with his date. They were gone. And we went walking to that lot, and there was no cars there.
Well,
I'm like, oh, no.
I wasn't gone because
I had to call you.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's like, my car got towed. Can you take us home?
It's so funny.
I was like, son of a...
Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to go against the flow. Everyone's going to say Red Rocks. I'm going to say, Stacy, for your first time to ever go to a show, I'm going to say the damn Gothic Theater.
That's a good venue. That's really good.
Because it is not pristine. And I'm not knocking
at all.
It.
No.
I love it. I think it's not pristine to the point that it is charming, and it's an old classic theater.
Yeah.
And if they do turn it up really loud.
They got a bar in there.
They got a bar.
They got a bar right there. You can walk up to it.
There's a balcony area if you want to go up there.
And Dom, you mentioned that it gets loud, but right when you walk in the door, I think they still have these. They have vending machines there. You put a couple quarters in, you turn the knob, and little earbuds pop out.
Do they take credit cards?
I thought I was the only one. My son told me that when we went to Dandy Warhol's concert at the Gothic, and even my son said, he goes, hey, I bought earplugs. He goes, it was insanely loud.
Yeah.
Stacey wrote in, she goes, if you've never been to a show before, what would be the best venue to go to? And the consensus through text messages, and Jeremy concurs, is Red Rocks. I'm going a different direction. I'm saying something like the Gothic Theater. That's a classic old theater for your first
show. More intimate, yeah.
Intimate, something like
that. Get the feels while you're there.
And then our producer, Josh, says he's a native, essentially, of Colorado, and he's never been to Red Rocks for a concert. Nicole wrote in, said, also a native, also never been to Red Rocks. I look every year. I just never find anyone I want to see.
Oh, no. Well, find somebody that you kind of like, you know, and try to go.
Yeah, it's one of those, too, with the crowds and all that other stuff, that it's best if you find someone who's the opening act.
Yeah, then you can leave.
Yeah, then you can leave.
Yeah, I guess.
I've done that a few times.
You know, on the other side of it, I will say a couple years ago, I did make it to that Garth Brooks concert at Mile High, where the entire stadium, every seat was filled, and then they opened up the field, and the field was shoulder-to-shoulder people.
Yeah.
And that was like almost a spiritual experience, just being around that many people. And then when
the
song came
on,
it was. And then you watch the movement. You know, they talk about how you can watch like rainforests and they're alive because all the movement. And it was kind of like that, like everybody moving in unison. And then when he did a song where everybody turned their phones on with the light and there was that many people with the lights, it feels, man. It was trippy. It was just a really weird experience.
Sounds like a hive mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand on stage and I'm going to get 70,000 people to do the same thing.
Well, I mean, honestly, if you think of being in his shoes and the power to do all that with that many people, woo-wee.
Mm-hmm.
It was insane.
People are writing in with stuff too, like Hudson Gardens. Yeah, that's
yeah,
a cool spot.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
Derek in Denver says he agrees with the theater angle, whether it's the Gothic, Bluebird, Ogden, Paramount, they're all fantastic. Yeah, yeah. I like the Paramount. That's a good place. The only thing is, if it's an old theater for me, I like it when they don't have seats.
You just like standing there?
There's something
Fillmore's
special
like that,
about
it, right?
There's a variety of them that, yeah. You know, there's not seats down on the floor. It's just the floor.
The First Bank Center is actually a nice in-between, too. It's not like a gigantic venue, but it's not as intimate. That one's
would
pretty
you believe,
deep. That's where I saw New Kids on the Block.
I've never been to that one.
It's nice. It's good. It's good. Yeah. New Kids, though.
Mission Ballroom people are mentioning. Here's somebody who their first show was Motley Crue at Red Rocks. That's pretty
yes.
good.
Fiddler's Green. How have we not mentioned Fiddler's Green? That's a great... I just saw Dave Matthews Band there a few months ago. Also a great venue.
Isn't
it? Is, yeah. I think so.
Okay.
You can get in there cheap, hang out on the lawn, get drunk.
I guess, yeah.
Make
yeah,
out
yeah.
a little bit while
I can't
you're
say open. Much. We're probably going to end up sponsoring some show there.
Yeah,
no,
Fiddler's
I have my foot
is great,
in my mouth,
man.
Whatever, but I wouldn't make
I think that's where Matchbox 20 is coming, so easy does it.
Okay, careful. It's a great place.
No, wait, maybe that's Ball. It might be Ball.
Stephanie says, I like this. She goes, my first and only concert. So she's been to one concert in her life. She said it was David Bowie and Duran Duran at Mile High Stadium. Stephanie down in Parker. One and done with that classic show. I got to say, to be able to say you've seen Duran Duran and Bowie
it's pretty
at Mile
good.
High Stadium,
it's pretty
that's
good.
Pretty damn cool.
Bailey said her first concert was at the Broadmoor. That's right up
what?
Your alley.
What?
It was an orchestra, though. It was a symphony. And the seats were $8,000 a piece.
That might be more true than funny.
They're big old cushion seats.
Listen to this. Cammy says, first show ever at Red Rocks was No Doubt.
Oh, that's a great one.
See, I saw No Doubt at the aforementioned Fiddler's Green, and that was a whale of a show.
Yeah, I bet, man.
Wait a minute. Cammy's got more to her story. She goes, it was in the middle of a devastating hailstorm, so they ended it early. That sucks. When we got to the car, I realized I'd locked my keys in the car. I had to break my window to get in and drive home while my car filled with hail.
Oh, no.
And then get a load of this.
You got a story out of it.
This might be the new text of the day. She goes, I was not supposed to go to the concert. So my parents were not so happy when I told them what happened.